I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join me as we honor America and the flag being presented by a cadet from the Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company. If you'd please stand, and I will lead us in the pledge to the flag.
Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated. Appreciate everyone being here. I know you're all here to watch the school board meeting. No, that's wrong. You're here for our favorite part of the school board meeting. I'd like to recognize the principal of Woodland, Mr. D.T. Hobby, to tell us all about our special guest for this evening.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I want to thank our Board of Education and our executive leadership for inviting us out to open up our meeting tonight. I'd also like to thank our students for their hard work over the past few weeks and our parents for being here to support us. With that, once we get all in here, I'm going to turn it over to our music teacher, Miss Susie Carden, and we're going to give you a show tonight. Thank you all.
Thank you. Taylor. Tegan. Charlie. Gracie. Murphy. Evelyn.
Neil.
Wyatt. Sybil. Adeline. Clayton. Molly. Sydney. Jara. Emma.
Deanna.
Nor.
Lex Luciano.
Ian.
Emmett Branson.
Riley.
L.
Finley Racker.
Talissa.
Juniper.
Wyatt.
Connor.
Raphael.
Marley Tenhara.
B.
Let's give Ms. Carden and the Wilton students another round of applause. Thank you. Okay, well, moving right along, next item on the agenda is to actually approve the agenda, so I will entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to our special reports and presentations. The item there is our good news, some of the good news items that are going on across our school district. Dr. Hartman, we'll start with you.
Good evening. I'm reporting for Oak Ridge High School, and our clinical internship educator, Sonia Minerick, is proud to announce the clinical interns have completed their OSHA healthcare certifications. They are giving back to Oak Ridge schools by going to elementary and middle schools and placing important health information throughout the schools. Multiple students have taken to the skies, flying an airplane from Tyson McGee and circling the high school. What an exciting program in our career and technical education studies.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
We have good news from Robertsville. The Lady Rams volleyball team are city champs. On September 7th, the Lady Rams defeated the Jefferson Lady Eagles in two matches, 25-19, 25-16. The junior varsity team also won their game against Jefferson in three matches. The team is now 6-4 overall and 6-2 in the district, which puts them in a close race for second place in the district. The RMS Give Club partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank on Saturday, August 26th in Clinton to help distribute food to families in need. Second Harvest provides a drive-through food distribution that occurs every fourth Saturday of the month. RMS students were available to help load food into the cars and experienced a wonderful opportunity of service. The club is also working on a Give a Rock project for Willowbrook students and RMS staff. Students will paint small rocks with simple pictures and encouraging words, and then will deliver them with the hope of brightening someone's day. The Give Club will meet every Friday morning before school to work together on projects and determine upcoming service opportunities. And that's at Robertsville.
Thank you. Ms. McClain.
Okay, I have good news from Willowbrook. The Roberic students participated in a boot camp at Jefferson Middle School. Since then, they've had four more students join the league. One of our amazing families, the Tingle family, made a table for our club. We hosted a parent workshop on September 12th to learn about the upcoming MVP benchmark test for second through fourth grade. Parents worked with the teachers to review the process, learn about the tests, and how they can support their students to be successful. Representative Monty Fritz visited Willowbrook on September 15th to learn about STEM and how it's embedded in the elementary schools, our Portrait of a Graduate and Capstone projects. He was able to visit Dr. Tiffany Collins' room where they were working as architectural engineers creating a makerspace in Dr. Collins' room. Students worked on essential standards through engineering design. Also at Willowbrook, the PTO hosted a family movie night on September 15th. Students attended with their families to watch the Mario Brothers movie. Prior to movie night, Mr. Nussbaum shared a message with the families about the importance of attendance and the success of our students. A great time was had by all. And that's good news from Willowbrook.
Ms. Eagle.
From Jefferson Middle School, congratulations to the JMS First Lego League teams, Atomic Eagles, JMS Master Builders, Radioactive Bricks, and Secret Innovation. These teams completed the Robo Rodeo Sumo Bot competition at the Tennessee Valley Fair on Sunday, September 10th. The following Sumo Bots finished in the top of the 27 entries through a double elimination bracket. First place Sumo Bot was Neytiri by Ava Harchi from Radioactive Bricks. Second place, Kitty Cat Bot Bot by Skyla Hartke from Radioactive Bricks. Fourth was Lucky Llama by Natalie Shanafield from the Atomic Eagles. Fifth place was Dragonfire by Owen Bass, Addie Driscoll, and Phoebe Weston from Atomic Eagles. Seventh place, Silent Storm by Nina Vasquez from Radioactive Bricks. Seventh place, Heavy Sleeper by Maverick Fitzwater, Tommy Sawyer, and Harry Shanafield. 11th place was Confetti by Lainey May and Hannah Rieger from Secret Innovation. Two football records have been set this year since Jefferson became a middle school in 1995. Gavin Ellison is the first player to make an extra point kick in middle school history at Jefferson. He's made 5 out of 9 attempts this season, while Zayden Williams set a school record by scoring six touchdowns in one game against Christian Academy of Knoxville this past week. It's the most touchdowns scored in a single game by a Jefferson student.
And I will continue on with good news from Jefferson. Tennessee Governor's School for the Arts recognized Mr. Jim Dotson as the 2023 State Arts Teacher of the Year. Mr. Dotson, a 37-year art teacher at JMS and Oak Ridge Mayor Pro Tem, was presented the award at the Frist Arts Museum in Nashville over the summer. He is only the fourth visual arts educator in the state to receive the award since inception in 2009. Roger Murray, visual arts faculty director of the Governor School for the Arts, made the presentation along with two Oak Ridge students who were selected to attend this year's Arts Academy. Jim served as one of the three jurors for the Governor's School for 35 years. Among his many accolades, Mr. Dotson was named National Middle School Art Educator of the Year in 1999 and the Tennessee Art Educator of the Year in 1998 by the National Art Education Association. He also received Tennessee Education Association's Distinguished Educator Award. He has been a frequent instructor and educator at local, regional, and national events, and he was the visual art coordinator for the Tennessee Arts Academy in Nashville for seven summers. As a board member of the Tennessee Arts Education Association, Mr. Dotson organized student exhibitions held in regional art museums in East, Middle, and West Tennessee, which have provided over $10 million in college scholarships over its 17-year history. As an artist, Mr. Dotson has won awards at the Dogwood Arts Synergy, a student and art educator exhibit, and was selected to show in the Dollywood Regional Art Exhibition. He won first place in the Connections exhibit at Belmont University in Nashville, and he has been commissioned to create art for the Holy Ghost Catholic Church, Knox County Government, and Disney World. And that's just some of the good news going on in our schools, but that's not all of the good news. We have some more, and I'm going to ask Ms. Lauren Dean if she'll come up to the microphone and tell us about some good news that's actually going on right now.
Yes, sir. Sorry. Thank you, guys. So this evening, Jo Bruce, the Family Resource Director, she is at the ADVAC annual meeting. She is the recipient of the Liz Herb Silent Hero Award this evening. So Mr. Nussbaum is there. A couple other people we shared with her family, they will be there. But she is getting that award this evening for ADVAC. So we're super excited for all she does for all of the schools that she is being recognized in that capacity. So. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I've been trying to do this for the last two board meetings, but now I can officially do this and tell you that Brian Q was selected at the East District meeting as the East District Student, what we call, of the year for the East District. He now will go on, along with eight other students from across Tennessee, to vie for the State Student of the Year, which will be presented at our annual leadership and convention in Nashville in November. So we're going to wish him the best luck. And obviously we're prejudiced, but if you look at his resume, I'm going to be shocked. And I've been shocked before, but he's an amazing young man. He's just a junior. Done some fantastic things, comes from a great family, and we're proud to have him be recognized and represent the Oak Ridge School. So good luck to Brian. Also, the board would like to congratulate Linden Elementary School as they became another one of our Blue Ribbon schools. Congratulations. To Ms. Jenkins, to the staff, and to the students for, this is not an award that's just given because they need to give an award. There's a lot of work that goes into this. The students, the school has to show progress and growth, and it's just very important that they are recognized, and again, congratulations to them. And we'll see you Wednesday.
That's right, we're ready.
We'll be there. Dr. Borchers, anything else?
I just wanted, again, I know Lyndon and Ms. Jenkins have given a lot of press over this last week, but just what an amazing honor, and I just want to read a couple of stats as we close this section out. One of 353 schools across the nation and one of six in Tennessee to earn this award. So that's just commendable. And as I've talked with Ms. Jenkins and all of our schools are doing this great work, but just the improvement that has happened. This wasn't something, as you said, Mr. Chairman, that was handed to them. This was earned. And I'll just read from the press release. Since 2017, Linden State success rate has increased year over year, nearly doubling over the six-year span. Similarly, the school's ELA success rate has increased from 32.7% to 68% since that time. And that's just a whole heck of a lot of work by her staff and her teachers. So just a big congratulations to Linden Elementary.
And I guess the one last part of the good news is that after Friday's classes, fall break starts. So there brought some smiles to some faces there. But we will have intercession going on where students will have some opportunities for growth and some exploratory opportunities. So that's exciting as well. Okay, moving on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Once you've done that, your 3 minutes will start and you'll be able to watch behind me the clock. So, is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time?
I'm Rose Weaver, and I'm coordinator of the Scarborough Youth 2023 project to empower our elementary school students to be good citizens and also to work toward scholarship and education. The students are here. Four of the students are here right now. I'm not going to call their names because I don't think I can enunciate them correctly. But if the four students that are present could come here and stand, since the camera is that way, and I don't think I can pick this up, but
we'll let them come to the podium and introduce themselves.
Okay.
If you'd like for them to do that.
Yes, yes. Okay, if you could say your name and then turn around that way.
Well, actually, there's a camera up here, too.
Oh, the camera there, too. Okay.
Ben, folks, just look straight ahead and you'll be great.
My name is Talissa Threet.
Tell what school you go to.
I go to Woodland Elementary School.
Stand right there, maybe.
My name is Keziah Strickland. I go to London Elementary School.
Just say your name, your first and last name.
Jamal.
You're the only boy. Come on. This is Jamari Duff. So stand over here, Jamari. You want to say it now?
My name is Jamari Duff.
Oh, great. Okay, just make a line. Your name and what school you go to.
I don't want to.
Okay.
My name is Lanaya Duff, and I go to Willowbrook Elementary School.
Okay, all right. See? Just make a line over here. They're shy now, but they're really not shy because they raised over $1,500 that will go towards scholarship for high school students. These young people are going to be ambassadors for the Scarborough 85. They will be going to different programs, identifying themselves, their grandparents, their parents, and great-grandparents and grandparents are part of the Scarborough 85. So they're learning about that history. And matter of fact, they're going to learn how they can stand up and speak to people. To people as well. We have some of their parents and friends in the audience that they would like to stand up at this time, but this is just a program that we're putting in place, and we're hoping that this is going to help these students, and then they're going to motivate other students. So you want to turn around? Want you to turn around?
Well, let's thank them for their efforts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rose. I always know when you come, you're going to bring us some good news.
We're working on it. We do it ongoing. You can be seated now. You all going to give a presentation? Okay, you can be seated.
Seeing no one else, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. Consent agenda passes unanimously. Moving on to items for action. First item, item A, policy 4.700, testing programs. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of policy 4.700, testing programs.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, we heard about this at the East Regional TSBA meeting, where students in grades 9 through 12 may receive your credit for an eligible course in which the student is not enrolled but attains a qualifying score on the eligible courses credit exam. So we have that language in here. We have a lot of work to do yet on this, and I think we talked that evening that this is exciting for students to have this opportunity. Dr. Williams is working with the staff at the Oak Ridge High School. We're going to kind of start smaller with a couple of courses yet to be determined, but then see how that goes and then continue to expand this out to the extent of what's allowable. So if there's any questions, Dr. Williams can update you a little bit on the discussions she's had, but that's what's before the board this evening.
Comments or questions? Dr. Williams, did you have a question?
Just a comment that I am very excited to see this. It has been long needed, even though we have done things to create opportunities for students to take more electives. This is an important one. This will give the students who are willing to study on their own and take the test and make a qualifying score to not waste their time and be able to take something else.
Do you have, Dr. Williams, any comments to this point?
Just that this will require the full development of the credit exam by us, and the exams have to cover the entirety of the Tennessee academic standards for that course. So as Dr. Borcher said, we're going to take our time. We also have to determine in our district what the appropriate qualifying scores for those exams are. So we're going to work through that process carefully.
Any other comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Approval of policy 4.700, testing programs, is approved unanimously. Item B, consideration of joining the nationwide legal effort against social media companies for a likely harm caused to students and schools. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of joining the nationwide legal effort against social media companies for likely harm caused to students and schools, specifically being handled by Lewis Thomason and the France Law Group.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borger.
As the board saw, I sent a lot of information from Lewis Thomason this past week. And just for a little background, Lewis Thomason worked with this France Law Group on the Juul vaping issue. That was a nationwide litigation, and that settled in 2022, as the document says. And we weren't part of that, but Mr. McCarty said that some systems in Tennessee receive seven- and six-figure settlements. So seeing that, we figured this was probably worthwhile to join this lawsuit and complaint. This is being brought by the Clarksville-Montgomery School District, and really the complaint was filed against numerous social media companies, including Meta, Facebook, Google, et cetera, specifically bringing claims based on the countless number of hours that schools are devoting to social media-related issues. They think it's ripe for litigation and remain hopeful that that will occur. So far, obviously, Clarksville-Montgomery, Knox County Schools, Sevier County, Oneida, and other districts have signed on to this litigation. So we think it's worthwhile, and as our group talked today, we do have our administrators spending a lot of time dealing with social media-related issues, so I think it's also a worthwhile cause as well.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, FY 24, 21st Century Community Learning Center grant. Dr. Borders.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 21st Century Community Learning Center grant supporting after-school programming at Glenwood and Willowbrook Elementary Schools.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borders.
And everyone knows of this grant, but I'll also add, I think 70 to 80% of our agenda tonight is grants, so that's always a fun night to have. But this grant, as it said there, is for Glenwood and Willowbrook at the total amount of $159,405.79. So just great to see this program continue to grow.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is FY24 Public School Security Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Public School Security Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
This grant, as you can see there, will be used to support a wide array of school safety efforts to include implementation of a district-wide emergency response system. You've heard Mr. Lay talk about this, but each campus will have the ability to initiate a level 1 through level 4 lockdown to include either a weather or fire alert. It will provide rapid and automated communication options that will connect all staff, administration, and law enforcement immediately. This grant is worth $193,837.09.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda, item E, FY24 Math Implementation Support Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Math Implementation Support Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr.
Borges. This grant totals $73,250. We'll use this in contract with the state-approved one-on-one implementation support provider to address district-specific needs with the implementation of mathematics high-quality instructional materials.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F, FY24,
HQIM, High Quality Instructional Materials, yes.
Yes, HQIM, Literacy Implementation Networks Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 HQIM Literacy Implementation Networks Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borges.
This grant's worth $83,000 and will support Oak Ridge Schools, specifically Robertsville Middle School, in the effective implementation of high-quality instructional materials. TNTP will engage in learning walks with the RMS leadership team to identify areas of strengths and area of opportunities as teachers implement the guidebooks and amplify curriculum.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, FY24 ARP Homeless 2.0 Grant. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 ARP Homeless 2.0 Grant.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borkus.
This grant totals $45,518.53. The funds will provide hotel accommodations for three consecutive nights of stay, gas for parent transportation of homeless students, food, clothing, and school supplies for homeless students. This is the final year of these federal funds.
Comments or questions? If, probably unlikely, but if this money were to run out during the course of a school year, are we budgeted to pick that up, or is it just gone, and what do we do?
Yeah, I don't think we have a budget for that, but that doesn't mean we couldn't try to work something out through a mid-year spend, possibly. I'm not sure, Jennifer, but Dr. Henderson, anything to comment on that if we would run out of those funds?
No, sir. They don't have that.
We're going to put in a budget for next year, so each one of you can have your own private microphone back there.
Sounds good. From what I heard from the state, the grant that we have right now is a two-year grant, so we'll run out in 2024. After that, I'm not sure if there will be any other money to pick up for FY25 or not. That may come down the pike later, but for right now, we don't know for sure. I will tell you that for 22-23, I saw and served 74 families for the whole school year. Right now, since school has started, we're at 26, and it keeps increasing. So the guidelines have changed a little bit where it said we could only use the money for three nights of hotel stay. They have told us we could go longer than that, but it has to be written down and documented as to why it has to go longer than that. So I'm working with Joe Bruce, with Torch, with DCS, any agency we can get to kind of help these families along and go from there, because I've got them in campgrounds, driving back to Oak Ridge, doubled up with families. It's just sad right now for some of our kids and those families. I will say, though, three of those homeless families, the moms, have been employed by SFE. So we were able to get them work that didn't have a job. So that was good on that end. So, but they're trying to save money. They can't find affordable housing right now in Oak Ridge either. So that's part of our dilemma.
Other questions from the board while Dr. Henderson's here? And that, obviously, if we get a grant, that's great if it continues. Mm-hmm. Like other areas, if it doesn't, then that's something the school district would have to bear on itself and come up with a plan of what we would want to do to continue. I don't anticipate the homeless problem is going to go away.
Right, right.
So, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, purchase of Redbird flight simulators. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of Redbird flight simulators in the amount of $33,248.97.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
So just some really exciting things going on in aviation. I know we talked in our good news. We've had some students up in the air already in airplanes, and you'll have to stop by the G building to see the space that Alan and his team are renovating. Very excited to show the board that. But I'm just going to read a little bit about these simulators because it's just great to hear about the opportunities our students get. These simulators include all hardware for flight simulation and include real-world global information about airports, runways, in-route and terminal waypoints, VHF nav aids, airways, instrument approaches, departure procedures, arrival procedures, and airspace frequency. So this provider is the sole provider of FAA-approved training devices, and I can't wait to see them up and running in our new aviation area.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
So can the board come by and, like, test it out?
I think that should definitely happen, and Mr. Cox can attest to this. I am one for one. I've never crashed, and I'm never going to do it again. I did land.
Any other questions? I bring, this doesn't really pertain to this item, but it deals with a lot of items that we deal with throughout the year that are not specifically grant money, but are funding sources like the ESSER money and like this. And I know we already are, but the point is going to come where we've got these great programs going, and we got to figure out a way. So that's got to be on.
Yep.
Speaking of flight simulators, and no pun intended, it's got to be on our radar.
That's good. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Because we don't want to back up.
True. Absolutely.
And that's a good topic for discussion at a retreat sometime, where we are. Okay, the motion on the floor is the purchase of the Redbird flight simulators. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Move next to the purchase of cameras, access control equipment, and server systems for district security. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of cameras, access control equipment, and server systems in the amount of $87,426.03 from Systems Integrations, LLC.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borges.
Again, as the memo says there, approval of the purchase of cameras, access control equipment, new servers for the district security systems in the amount of $87,000 approximately. This equipment will replace or add to existing security systems throughout the district.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item J, purchase of furniture for grade 3 classrooms and elementary media centers. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the quote from Workspace Interiors to purchase innovative classroom and media center furniture for all grade 3 classrooms and at all four elementary school media centers in the amount of $685,477.58.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Obviously, something we've been wanting to do a long time, and the ESSER funds allow us to do this, but this will allow for collaborative desks, soft seating, and innovative furniture for all grade 3 classes and our school media centers. So pretty excited about this, and if you would like to know more, Dr. Williams is able to give you some more details.
Comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
I'm grateful in the 153 pages in this memo that there were pictures. It looks really cool. I just have a question about logistics. How is all of this going to work as far as install and when and all of that?
Alan, would you like to assist with this answer?
I got a little text saying be ready to speak on this tonight, and it's like, oh, gosh. We've met last week, and we went through what we're looking at replacing. So we've got kind of a game plan in mind. We're going to start out tomorrow with a survey of all of the sites that are going to be replaced and look at a time frame for doing so. Logistics will be set up in such a way that we will try to do one classroom at a time and be able to do a domino effect. Our plan is to, as far as classrooms do, we're going to replace carpet, paint, furniture replacement and then move on to the next room and kind of do a domino effect through that process. Same situation for the libraries, which will entail a little bit more in construction. So our guys kind of have a process that we can do that in usually about a 2 to 3 day time frame per room. So that's our goal, starting around winter break, working our way through to spring break, and our goal is to be complete by the end of spring break.
Any other questions? Thank you, Alan. Additional comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, FY24 audit firm engagement, internal school funds. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 audit contract, internal school funds.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borges. Mm-hmm.
This item is to have the audit firm of Brown Jacob McDaniel, PC, for performance of the FY24 annual internal school funds audits.
Comments or questions from the board? Ms. Van Dyke, any comments from you on this?
The only thing I kind of mentioned to to Dr. Borchers this morning was this is for the internal school funds, which are the schools. We used to get both of our contracts for the district as well as the schools at the same time. The comptroller's changed up the time frame on those now, so they come as two separate contracts now. The district one will be probably January or February.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item L, FY24 Safety Patrol, Washington, D.C. field trip. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 Safety Patrol, Washington, D.C. field trip.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Sounds like an echo. Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is a culminating event for our safety patrol, our fourth graders in safety patrol. They'll be going again they're asking to go again to Washington, D.C., and their dates of travel would be May 29th through June 1st.
Comments or questions? Ms. Lorendine, since your name was on this, or one of the names on this, could you come up for a moment? And, you know, a lot of times, particularly when we're doing something like this, the board has reviewed and looked at the documentation and we go through it. But for those millions that are watching, you know, sometimes it's good to hear what this is all about. And having a little background in taking students to Washington, D.C. myself, looking at the itinerary, I really didn't see any time for them to sleep. I think it is an amazing itinerary of things they're going to be able to do. And some of these, this will be once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of these kids. I know it's very hectic, a lot of responsibility, but I'm really glad we're still able to offer this to our safety patrol. And maybe just get you to make a couple of comments about the trip. And
sure.
So but one question before you do that.
Yes, sir.
I know you have staff chaperones going. Are there parent chaperones going as well, or but it's just all staff?
Yes, sir. It's just all staff. And I want to give a huge shout out to Angie and Woodland and Roger, you know, in the past. I mean, so many people have put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this. And last year was my first year going. And it was amazing. I mean, I'd been on the Jefferson, the Williamsburg trip, and that was fantastic. But just to see these kids when they come in there, you know, the beginning of their fourth grade year is, you know, scared to death and just, you know, they can't do anything, you know, on their own. And then to see where they go and to see them paying for things and paying for things on their own and being respectful and holding doors and, you know, learning to sleep in a hotel room together and, you know, just all the things. It's such a great trip for our students. So we're very excited that we're going to go again this year. Ms. Jenkins and I are going to head this one up, and super excited to offer this. And it's a great experience, once in a lifetime opportunity for those kids to see what they get to see and to learn life lessons.
Absolutely. And again, thank each of you for
taking
your time and your willingness to do this. You don't get on a bus and just go. A lot of planning and a lot of responsibility, and the board greatly appreciates that. Any other comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M, Oak Ridge High School Tri-M Music Society Club.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS Tri-M Music Society Club.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borkus.
The application shares that the Tri-M Music Honor Society has chapters all over the United States. So each chapter is given the liberty to kind of create their own unique membership style. They mentioned that some of the activities might include, but not limited to, opportunities to perform, chamber music programs, music-based community outreach, and scholarships.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to items for information. First, we'll be dealing with enrollment and attendance reports and that special moment that some of these schools have been waiting for. Right, Mr. Lay?
Yes, sir. They have been on edge.
I can tell.
Yes. If you compare our enrollment from the first reporting period for this school year in comparison to the ninth reporting period of the 2022-23 school year, our enrollment has increased by 159 students. Majority of that is at the high school in Robertsville. And basically, we have Woodland, Willowbrook, and Glenwood. They have increased about 30 students. So that's basically where our growth has come from this year. The attendance for the first reporting period, and we'll say more about that in just a moment, but it was encouraging. I would love to keep those numbers an entire school year. We know that is difficult with some of the illnesses that seem to come our way, but we really had a good first reporting period. Multiple schools had the best attendance they've had, with the exception of two or three times over about 4 or 5 years. So we had a good first reporting period. Hope to keep it up. Now, for the moment we're waiting, or are there questions?
Before you do that, any questions from the board on any of that? I've asked Ms. Eagle and Ms. Webb to assist in this presentation. So, ladies, if you head on up that way.
Okay, and I'm not going to indicate that we have a competitive group, but I know that one school mentioned today they are going to now have an attendance goal because I guess they're not pleased that they're not getting the trophy every month. Okay, so anyway, we will look at student attendance first. Basically, Linden Elementary gets the runner-up status of the month. You guys were close. You missed it by 0.2. But the winner is Woodland Elementary. Mr. Hobby. Both schools did have exceptional attendance. Basically, Woodland was at 3.1% absenteeism, and Linden was at 3.3%, so it was very close. But with the attendance goal, I'm sure there'll be better next month. In the area of our staff, we have two honorable mentions, Oak Ridge High School and Woodland Elementary. The runner-up is Robertsville Middle School, and the winner is Mrs. Jenkins, Linden Elementary.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much. Financial report. Any questions from the board? Moving on to items for discussion. I'm going to talk about Robertsville for just a minute, so I don't want you to panic this time, okay? It's okay.
Since,
yeah, I did. So I just, you know, just kind of, it's okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, wanted to give you a heads up. And this has kind of been a pet peeve for me, but I, reading your newsletter, the potential that the road is going to be paved during fall break is going to happen. The potential.
I put that in there just
for you. I know you did. Well, Alan's smiling, so maybe, right, Alan? Well, we'll hope at our next board meeting we have pictures.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Communications, would remind the board, as we've already talked about, Wednesday, we'll be having a board visit to Linden starting at 7:30 a.m., correct? And then our next board meeting will be October the 23rd. Dr. Borchers, any final comments?
Just as you mentioned, you know, we're finishing up our first quarter, which is hard to believe, but this team has worked incredibly hard, and definitely we'll have some intercession, but also some time off to recharge the batteries, come back for that second quarter.
Any comments from the board? Thank each of you for taking your time to be with us tonight. Dave and Scott, thank you all back there for keeping us on the air for our millions of listeners. Lynn and Melissa, thank you all for keeping us in line here tonight. And we stand adjourned.